and it's another lower league show, and it is John Gibbons, and I'm delighted to be in the hosting seat today, and I've got some fantastic guests coming up, not least up first, James Richards, who's from the D3D4 football podcast. So welcome back, James.
Hi there, nice to be back, thanks for having me.
We'll start at League One, I guess, and it feels like has it got a bit nervy at the top? Has it got a bit touchy, or is it just a sign of the overall quality of the division? But everyone seems to be slipping up at the moment. Quite a lot of draws up there.
There are. I think it's a sign that there's pressure at this time of the year. Plus, a lot of the teams that these sides are playing have a lot to play for. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about the top, but if you just look at the bottom, there are 13 teams in League One. Yeah. Who are in a relegation battle.
Unreal.
It's unbelievable. You've got 3 points separating the relegation zone from 12th. And so all those sides playing top teams are fighting for their life. So that makes everything a bit more interesting. Sunderland are finding some form at the right time. In fact, if they win their game in hand, they will leapfrog Barnsley into the automatic places, which will be interesting thanks to their draw at Oakwell in midweek a couple of weeks ago, or perhaps a week ago. So, Luton still in the driving seat, 5 points clear, playing very good football. Fans a bit tetchy, 3 draws in the last 5 games, including a 2-2 draw with Gillingham this weekend. But no, I think it's difficult to know. I don't want to preempt anything because we've seen before that things can change very quickly. But you'd have to believe Luton have got enough quality and enough confidence to see it through and make sure they get promoted automatically. The race for second. Even Portsmouth are right in it. So it's a three-way race, really, for second. It's going to be very, very interesting. Some great games before the end of the season to come. But Sunderland, with that game in hand, you'd probably argue are slightly better off than the others. League One is like this. It's always tight. It's a bit cagey. And this season, with some really good quality going at a title race, it's credit to Luton. For being right up there with teams like Barnsley, Portsmouth and Sunderland, to be honest.